The rite of baptism had not been performed for several months in the Kirk of Lanark. It was now the hottest time of persecution, and the inhabitants of that parish found other places in which to worship God and celebrate the ordinances of religion. It was now the Sabbath day, and a small congregation of about 100 souls had met for divine service in a place more magnificent than any temple that human hands had ever built to deity. The congregation had not assembled to the toll of the bell, but each heart knew the hour and observed it, for there are 100 sundials among the hills, woods, moors, and fields, and the shepherd and the peasant see the hours passing by them in sunshine and shadow. The church in which they were assembled was hewn by God's hand out of the eternal rock. A river rolled its way through a mighty chasm of cliffs, several hundred feet high, of which the one side presented enormous masses, and the other corresponding recesses, as if the great stone girdle had been rent by a convulsion. The channel was overspread with prodigious fragments of rocks or large loose stones, some of them smooth and bare, others containing soil and verdure in their rents and fissures, and here and there crowned with shrubs and trees.